This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, fortune cookies, a fecal transplant, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Our guest, Jeff, is a fine, fine comedian.
I actually had to do that once.
What?
Be a pallbearer. And that,
oh, my
that's
God.
That's heavy.
Yes,
that's a heavy job.
Yeah, I actually had to go to a funeral, and I was asked to be a pallbearer, and I always a pallbearer. Never the corpse. I'm sorry.
You're a little expression, right?
Sure.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hi, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Howdy.
Don't take his side.
Am I taking his side?
Pat Godwin in the Performance Center.
Hello.
There's Josh Arnold.
I have a fun fortune cookie here, and this has happened to me as well.
Oh, that's exciting. There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline hot phone.
Howdy.
There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
He was a sleepy duck today.
Chick, come on.
And I,
yeah,
Chick
you're
McGee.
So cute.
The boy worked hard this weekend.
He's my dad. I sent him a formal email, and I said,
of course you did.
Good morning, father.
No.
I'm tired. I'm a sleepy boy.
And he was nice about it.
I told you last night, take the first hour off because you had a late gig.
Did you you tuck him in when he was a little baby?
Will, tie, tie.
You tuck him in when he's a baby Wilbur?
Daddy. When I was going, baby Wilbur, it's time to go to sleep. You were a good sleeper. You went to bed for him.
Look at that.
Have you had any colicky babies?
Colicky?
Colicky. No, colicky, where they have one hair.
Oh, yeah.
Colicky. They hated those.
I had that.
Cats, colicky baby.
Oh, nice save, Jeff.
We are talking about fortune cookies. Because once again, we had Chinese takeout last night for the first time in quite some time. And I was trying to introduce the my little girls to fortune cookies.
Yeah.
And I was somewhat disappointed that three of us had the exact same fortune cookie. The same fortune and the same lucky numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So something's amiss. Mm-hmm. They gotta spread them out a little longer. And here's a good one for you. You see, you've got a good fortune. Here
I
we go.
One,
this comes to us from we'll call him Mr. AB.
Hey, Mr. AB.
A man who walks through airport door sideways is going to Bangkok.
That's not bad.
This is a real one. Eric from Michigan writes, wife got fortune cookie that said, every exit can be an entrance. Immediately looked at me and said, absolutely not.
Hilarious.
Booty, booty, see,
I think they were going for something a little more lofty than sodomy
of
on
course.
That
course.
What about that booty hole?
Jay and Quincy says,
sorry.
I write this from my underground bunker. I once got a cookie from a now-closed Chinese restaurant in our town that had a completely blank fortune paper inside.
Oh, my God.
I didn't go out for a week. I, too, have gotten that.
Completely blank.
It was just a blank strip of paper.
Here we go.
I was afraid it was going to start fading away. Like,
yeah, this is the same thing here.
Sorry,
no fortune. Is that a sign?
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. That's what this guy says here. You got no fortune.
Well, of course you're going to have a misprint every now and then.
Oh, here you go. This is from Brian. And my fortune cookie said big things coming your way. The next month, start going through to divorce.
Oh,
there you go. Going through the big D, I don't mean Dallas.
How about this? Here's a fortune for you from Mitchell. Man with hole in pocket will feel cocky all day.
I love those.
We need like a gong for fortune cookie time. Bong.
Maybe not.
I like this one. The soup you just ate was a secret family recipe. I hope you like toad. I don't think that the restaurant will be doing that. That just seems unusually mean. And can we grab that, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, how are you?
You call them fortune cookies. I'll call them crunchy camel toes. I swear to God. Bet you can't eat just one. You turn a fortune cookie to the side and stare at it, you'll get on the right path. Hey, I've been rehearsing for my debut on Patty Ferguson's new internet cooking show on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Well, I'm going to be a special guest on this week's Spring Barbecue Grill Out episode. It's called Patty Ferguson Between the Buns.
Oh!
Because thanks to you, Dick's Between the Knees was already taken.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I'm being introduced as special barbecue bartender Donnie Baker.
Oh, good.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Summer's on deck, friends, so I thought I'd share my famous Donnie's Spicy Midday Margarita recipe.
Oh,
first, you're going to start with 7 parts tequila. Oh, and remember, the cheaper the tequila, the better the party.
Oh.
I'm going to remind people this. People who buy expensive tequila are just dicks that are showing off, and I'll say all that right to their face, except the Red Rocker Sammy Hagar's. I love that dude. So, Mr. Hagar's, please send me a free bottle. Anyway, expensive or cheap, when you're drinking tequila regular, all night's in the same. You face down in a bus station urinal. I swear to God. Or even worse, you wake up after being passed out under like a baby's crib, only to realize you don't own a crib. Or even a baby. Now, keep this in mind. The next time you're buying for your party, expensive tequila might help a little with the hangover next day, but cheap tequila helped the wet t-shirt contest get started right now. No, man. Hell, I've seen a wet t-shirt contest break out in the patio department of Costco before.
Wow.
Oh, I know, and that was during what I believe was their last ever free tequila tasting. So anyways, take your 7 parts tequila of your choice, throw in that blender like with 3 cups of ice, some fresh limes. Everybody likes limes. A splash of orange juice. That's the secret ingredient. I got tired of trying to pronounce Sinatra at the liquor store. So I tried orange juice one time, and that led to the 3rd best 3-way of my life. So I've been doing it ever since. For the spice, some people like to rim the glass with chili powder, stuff like that. But the fact remains, I don't want anyone rimming anything near my crouch. Like Christy said, So I just throw in a single jalapeno in the blender, and that'll add enough heat to get you through a mild winter. And if you don't have a fresh jalapeno on hand, a quick blast of like mace or pepper spray works just as good. So, ladies and gentlemen, go out and make yourself some Donnie's Spicy Midday Margaritas. And please be responsible. Don't drink and cut the grass and flip-flops. And don't be out in the front yard drunk, hosting a wet t-shirt contest, and your kids get, you know, home off the school bus. Okay, how'd I do?
Oh, you did
very good. Yeah,
not bad for a dry run. I'm ready for the tape. Patty, put your shirt back on. The school bus is coming.
Oh, no. Donnie's, does that look like a good margarita recipe, Christy?
No, not well.
Do you like salt on the rim?
No
okay.
Salt.
Okay, all right. Just
okay. I was looking up naughty fortune cookies,
mm-hmm.
and I got naughty fortune cookies, of course, but I also got naughty crayons.
What?
They have different colors than the colors you're normally used to on the crayons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of magenta, it's ATM magenta.
Why? Why ATM magenta?
I don't know.
Who are these for?
Bondage rope brown, pull my hair pink, slutty stepmom scarlet.
Oh, huh. My God.
I think I'm going to cream.
Who are these for?
It's
awful.
It's awful. But they have a fortune-telling beer glass.
Oh, really?
Okay, now picture this. Your beer glass.
A glass.
Your beer glass has, but in the bottom it looks like an 8-ball.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those little.
Yeah?
So when you drink it down, you just shake the glass, and there's a fortune in the bottom. That's kind of cool.
That is fun. Yeah,
yeah. Get a fortune cookie each and every time. a brand new fortune.
Okay. Well, if you've got a good fortune, by all means, pass it along to us. Here's one. This guy said, I don't even know what this means. He said, I'll read it. It goes as follows. One's always regrets what could have done. Remember next time.
I think there was something lost in translation.
Yeah. Yeah. Missing something.
Yeah.
Do you think he was voice to text or something?
I think it was Chinese to English, but it was a poor translation.
Well, in the beginning, weren't these all sort of classic Chinese sayings, and now they've been taken over by, I don't know, greeting card writers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But if you've got a good fortune, by all means, send it to us. We'd certainly love to see it. Here's one, kind of a religious bent. It says, atheism is no fun, no holidays.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah, there are none. Would there be?
Cinco de Mayo, you know, St. Patty's Day.
Labor Day.
I think we all still get to have fun with those ones, right?
Well, we stand corrected, don't we? July 4th of July.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a fortune from the sports desk.
Okay.
Baseball wrong. Man with four balls cannot walk.
Woman who flies in airplane upside down have crack up.
Yeah.
Now these are just.
I've heard that one. Yep.
Okay, so maybe we should do our own. Think people would buy them if we sold them online. The Bob and Tom fortune cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll look into that.
You can buy them, but you can buy bags of fortune cookies. Have them sent to your house.
But, I mean, we could do our own custom fortune cookies.
Sure. Are we going to actually do this? Or are we gonna
we
make
can.
Them,
I know the
No, are, they, them, sure. are we going to make them mean? Like, eat S and die in a couple of them or something?
No. I don't like that. Make them happy.
I don't like that.
Make them funny.
Christy, you'd be good at making them happy
no,
and
I'm
sweet.
No, I'm not good. I am in.
Something like, love the one you're with.
I never cared for that sentiment.
That almost encourages cheating.
Yeah, it does.
Or settling. Yeah, I don't care for it.
Love the one you're with.
I mean, what if you live with your mom?
That's creepy.
Well, then you get that license plate we mentioned before.
You know, there are many different
incest mom.
There are many forms of love.
I know you don't think this, but Stephen Sills, kind of a dick.
Yeah, okay. Cheating.
It doesn't have to be a physical love. I love you, and we're not physical.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, Josh is sad. Disappointed.
Pat, I got a request over here.
All right.
This is one of those songs that you developed based on a news story.
Uh-oh.
And this is a rather unusual news story. There's a lot of interesting things in the world of medicine these days. And this one comes to us from the journal Science Daily. And you're thinking, this
every
can't be
day.
That.
It's his new science every day.
New research indicates that fecal transplants might be able to reverse the aging process. I mean, for those of us of a certain age, that you know, it gets to the point you go, hey, I really wish I...
Is that where you are? Are you not even starting something and coming into focus as far as, you know, when it gets here... I'm going to be okay. You've never thought of that? You're going to exhaust
I follow the Clint Eastwood rule, which is don't let the old man in.
Yeah.
That's how you stay young. But this is...
fortune cookie says I'll never have to hear the word fecal ever again.
See? Sometimes they're wrong, aren't
now,
they?
What these experiments from the Quadrum Institute, lead author Dr. Amy Parker talks about that in the search for eternal youth, fecal transplants may be the key. They took mice, and the older mice were given fecal transplants from younger mice, and it reversed the hallmarks of aging in the gut. The hallmarks of aging in the gut, eyes, and brain.
Huh.
So, this could be a thing. 10 years from now, you could be kind of walk. I don't know if you have to find a match.
Can we be donors?
I mean, I don't know if it's like being a sperm donor or what, but when it comes to this kind of transplantation, Pat, you have a tribute?
You have a request, you say?
Yes, I do.
All right, fine.
We are feeling older as the days go by. Do something about it today. Oh, yeah. Fecal microbiota from the young to the old. Make our brain, gut, and eyes much younger, they say. Poop transplantation.
Everybody.
Transplantation is making me young.
That's wrong. It's not that. That's not the beat.
It's making me young. With another man's dung. Poop transplantation.
And the dung thing was funny for the drum beat.
It eats up the joke.
When he says, it previews the joke.
Yeah. Well, if it's that delicate,
you don't want to tell it.
Okay. Come on.
Now, I have set this song to the man we believe played the original drum.
He did, actually. So, yeah, he played
on
that.
And he wrote back, please stop bothering.
Yes.
We'll get a full report on that.
We have a quick sports update. Not a big deal, but I just want to tell everybody that Saquon Barkley.
Barkley
has graduated from the Penn State University over the weekend this Saturday. So do you think it actually happened when they announced his name? And he went up.
Well, Saquon Barkley and 10,000 people.
Saquon Barkley! They had to, right?
One can hope.
Gosh, I hope.
That's great. Good for him. Right? That's great.
That would have been great.
Yes. But
good for him for graduating.
Yes.
Hey, I missed sports earlier, and I have not watched SportsCenter yet. Is John Morant going to be healthy, or is he out the rest of the series?
He's probably most likely out for the at least game, what would this be, 5-4. Mm-hmm. He's out for today.
Thank you very much.
Pretty much.
I get my sports.
And now they're saying that Jordan Poole grabbed his knee on purpose, which if you watched the replay, he was grabbing at the ball. The knee got, you know, but his... That coach, whoever is the Grizzly coach, and I'll ask the sports guy, he'll know. You did it on purpose. You're breaking the code. There's a difference between grabbing at a ball and hitting the guy's knee and clobbering the guy over the head when he's in midair trying to make a layup and break.
Well, you got
to
do that, otherwise you might make the layup.
Josh's take on interference in the NFL.
No such thing.
Jared, why would you want to tackle a guy with the balls coming at him?
Because he might catch it.
And what about goaltending in basketball where the ball is clearly going down and going in?
You smack it out of the way so it doesn't go in the net.
I'm telling you. Defense, isn't it?
Just get a tall guy and have him shove his arm up in the hole and stand there the whole time.
That's right.
That works. Okay. Or you can get a little guy to sit on the basketball net and just start web type.
Are you allowed to have a guy jump on a guy's shoulders and run down like he's...
In my NBA?
Yes.
Yes. That's called the two-man...
You know that guy who broke his elbow, Gary Payton?
Off.
The second? He's Gary Payton's son, right. But he doesn't want to be called Gary because he doesn't like his father. He wants to be called Dwayne. I don't know why he picked Dwayne, but that's what he wants. That's my favorite sports story so far this
year. Why do they call it chicken fighting when you have people on your shoulders?
Chicken fight.
Yeah, why don't they call that fish fighting? I mean, you're in water. You got one of those right at the back of your
chickens,
neck.
You know, but chickens are
because you're looking at me like I invented it. I don't know. Well, I don't know why it's called chicken.
Don't you Christy, have that question? That may join
be,
us.
That may be the most valid question and most profound question ever asked on this show.
It
and
you're not makes no
and
sense.
And you have to be kind of brave to sit on the shoulders of somebody so that you're not being a chicken.
You're not a chicken.
It's the greatest. I don't get it.
And how come when guys play with you, Christy, they insist?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.